back at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. I mentioned before break that one of the reasons I've been reluctant to invest in solar equipment is because it seems like every 6 months, whatever I would buy today will be obsolete in 6 months.
Well, that was probably very true with computers, but it's not really true with solar.
Okay.
First of all, hot water systems were using primarily the same technology that was around 20 years ago.
Fantastic.
What we have now are, there's new control systems to be able to display to show you what's going on, and we can now tell you what the temperatures of everything are. But essentially, it's a flat plate collector and a tank, and you circulate some sort of working fluid. That's all. That hasn't changed.
I want to go into water heating, solar water heating, in the next hour, big time, because really, photovoltaic. Kevin, you have to do some analysis. You have to do lot orientation. You have to have power demand, power consumption habits, and all those kinds of things.
That's absolutely right.
For photovoltaic.
For photovoltaic.
We're going to assess it, each one separately. Solar hot water?
It's pretty simple.
Everyone should have one.
Everyone should have a solar hot water system. And also, another thing is, we live in the desert. Every time you turn on your faucet, you're seeing water running down. We have technology now that can solve that issue. It's called a metal on demand. Call the water when you need it. Don't circulate it all the time.
Okay.
You know, you're wasting energy there.
We're going to get deeper into solar hot water in hour two, next hour. The other thing I wanted to touch on as far as alternative energy sources are, Catherine, how familiar are you with we are actually generating some amount of electricity here in Arizona off methane gas.
In fact, Tucson Electric Power has a very large facility. It's a landfill methane production, and I think it produces about 1.5% of their power.
We too actually have a methane generating plant here in the river bottom over in the Mesa area. So it's laying some kind of impermeable plastic cover over the landfill, running some piping in there to collect all this methane gas.
Yep.
Diverting it to an orifice of some type that lights, and now we're basically just running a propane generator, right?
It's so simple. There's a lot of things with purifying the methane gas that comes out, which is a little bit more science involved, but it's really simple.
There are dairies all over America that are actually generating from the cow waste methane-generated electricity that they are back-feeding to the utility companies.
That is so cool.
I mean, that's absolute recycling right there.
Well, I mean, you know, it's innovation, and this is, you know, when Bruce called earlier, he was talking about what technologies are moving us forward, and he was sort of very much into, you know, the higher level science stuff. But this methane and the cows and everything, my goodness, why aren't we doing that? And we could probably do something with the chicken farms too, I think.
Chicken is part of the same issue. They're taking the cow waste, and it, of course, falls on the floor, then it washes and scrapes into a gutter, then it's diverted into a sealed system. They can add chicken waste to that. It generates the methane. It reduces down to a solid mess that then gets converted, one half of it into fertilizer that they sell, and the other half of it gets converted into a veterinary bedding that you can buy for the cows or reuse it for the cows yourself. Or of course, with horses, we're buying bedding all the time. So there is absolutely not one thing that's going to waste. Now, my question is, if I wanted to really go off-grid, how many cows would I have to have?
Oh, I don't know. Then there's the whole amount of acreage to feed the cows, but anyway.
Yeah, you got to feed the cows, that's for sure. So I don't know, but in my mind, it captures my curiosity because that's a technology, that's an innovation. I'm gonna watch this over the next decade and just see where it goes, how efficient and effective they get at creating this.
I mean, we see that the success of that methane process is because of due to its simplicity and its essentially free fuel source.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is. All right, let's talk a little bit about what we learned. Or Roma, you have actually a caller. that we can sneak online real quick?
It's on solar water heater. Do we want to try that now? Or wait?
Good point. No, we're going to really get into the water heating concept of the whole solar industry here in the next hour. So we'll do that. Let's go back and recap what we've learned this hour. One and foremost, as the headlines in the business section of the Arizona Republic on August 2nd declare, two solar companies fail to deliver. A sad story.
It is sad. I think we've seen earlier this year and late last year a couple solar manufacturers have been going out of business, and some big ones, SunTech that's here in Goodrich. So it's the industry is going through some change.
Buyer beware, proceed with caution. What? How else can we help encourage homeowners to protect themselves?
We just try to talk to them all the time and try to help people, you know, understand that this is a 25-year installation you've got on your home. You need to be thinking big about, you know, and long-term about it, not just what's the best price you can get today.
Well, that's what I see when I'm out talking with the consumers. And, you know, with the amount of time that we've put into the industry with Catherine's educating the consumers, we still see that price drives consumers' thoughts. Well, price doesn't always equate to quality or long-term. Guys, this is going to be on your roof for 25 years. I'm passionate about designing systems and watching you smile when that meter goes backwards.
When the meter goes backwards. So don't give in to your inner cheapskate in an investment that's going to go to work for you for this amount of time. When we get back, we're going to come back and talk about solar water heating. We're going to talk about backup generators, as well as other off-grid solutions, maybe for your mountain home, your cabin, or your castle.